The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome
to Clare Island Cassettes.
Here on Fresh FM. Our guest is about to be cast away
to Clare Island.
As they hurry to pack a suitcase, they may choose five pieces of music. Five pieces that in some way soundtrack their lives. Music that may shed light on who they are, where they've been and what they've come through. Let's hear their story and their music.
All aboard!
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to another episode of Clare Island Cassettes. Sitting opposite me today is Mike. How are you, Mike? You're welcome.
Oh, you're already introducing me.
We're in. We're in, Mike. We're live. We're go.
You asked me how I am.
How are you?
Eh.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty okay. You want me to be good? I'll say I'm good.
Well,
that
I mean...
make it feel better.
No, just be yourself. Be honest.
Yeah.
You're great to be as good as you are.
It's all I can do. It's, you know, I'm just...
Anyway, we're here in Fresh FM, so it's not too bad. The sun is shining.
You know what? Good point. It's beautiful. I'm feeling the heat coming through the windows.
Yeah, we're in Studio One of Fresh FM, Founders Park. And Mike has joined me for an episode where he is going to choose five tracks and a book and a luxury item to take with him in his suitcase from Runa off to Clare Island.
Was there supposed to be a book and a luxury item?
You can have a think about those as we go through go through the tunes.
All right.
So you're no more than me. You're not a local.
Well, now I'm...
Going by that accent.
Oh, was I born here? Going by my accent, I was not born here.
Okay.
I've been here about 20 years, though. Okay. But no, I'm not a local.
Okay.
You can tell. I'm from, you know, over there.
Whereabouts?
Last place I lived was San Diego, California.
Okay.
First place I lived was New York.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a long walk, but I got there.
Okay. Very good. Very good. We'll get to the nitty gritty of that.
Yeah.
You picked five songs?
I did.
Very good. How about we get the first one on, we have a listen to it, and we'll have a chat when we come back.
You want to hear it, then chat, or chat and then hear it?
Let's stick it on.
Well, go ahead, be my guest.
Let's stick it on. So your first choice is Al Jolson.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Okay.
This is Mike's first choice on Clare Island Cassettes on Fresh FM with Kieran. And Mike, obviously.
Yes.
Climb up on my knee, sunny boy, boy, you're only three, sunny boy. You've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sunny boy. And blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm lonely too. So
nice round of applause.
I can see where that song brought you somewhere, Mike. I saw you.
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole story there.
Well, tell us, that was Al Jolson, Sonny Boy, and that's, we're going back nearly 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years ago. And look, I would say nobody knows Al Jolson. Do you know Al Jolson?
I would have to say I don't know.
Of course. Why would you?
Well, I mean, he was going by what the internet is telling me, he was... A big, the world's, self-billed as the world's greatest entertainer.
He was he had the more money, the most highly paid entertainer of his time. He was like the Taylor Swift.
The turn of the century was his, the 20s.
Yeah. He had a lot of big hits. So you probably never heard of California, Here I Come is another big hit he had. But anyway, my father, who was born in the 1920s, I think he was born in 1923, when he was growing up.
In New York,
he's growing up and he listens to the radio because there was only radio.
Yeah.
And he became a big fan of Al Jolson as a young man. And when I was born in the 40s, before we went to bed, he would always sit down and sing me that song.
Oh, yeah.
And he would tell me all about Al Jolson. And I'm thinking, why do I care about Al Jolson? But as he said, you know, we'll hear a reference to Al Jolson every day of your life. And the funny thing is, I have. And when we were all grown up and I was married, and I got in the car and took my dad, and my wife and I took my dad to Al Jolson's gravesite in Los Angeles, which Al paid for, like $6 million in the 50s. It's got waterfalls. It's got statues.
No way.
It looks like the entrance to the cemetery.
Stop.
But it's just his grave. And so we went there and took a bunch of pictures. And so anyway, that's Al Jolson. It's a tribute to my dad.
Nice.
Who was I miss today. My dad would have been 100.
Well, I'm looking at his crypt, his tomb.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, it's impressive. Yeah.
There's a statue of him
on one. Columns.
Yeah. And he used to put on blackface back in the old days, and he would sing Mammy, which maybe you never heard of either. Big deals. Mammy was a big song. He in blackface like a minstrel show. Couldn't do it today.
And died in the 50s.
Yeah. I think in 53 in San Francisco, but I'm not sure.
So that brings you way back to the beginning. So there was obviously, I'm guessing, there was music then in your house when you were growing up.
Well, interesting, no, but my dad would sing this song to me before he went to bed. Sonny Boy. And so there we go. That's
stuck.
That's where it came from. That's why I chose it for my song.
And a good first song.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Right.
I'm trying.
Whereabouts in New York?
Well, upstate near Canada, a place called Rochester, New York.
Okay.
Not the big city, but we go to the city. We had relatives down in the city. You know, we had a lot of New York family and so forth.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was there for about 20 years.
Right.
Went to school there.
So when would have music kind of been on your horizon?
Well, that's funny.
There was obviously some bit of music at home if you were sung.
This is kind of funny because growing up in those days would have been the 50s. Hmm. You know, there was music, you know.
Radio.
It was all radio. But when I was in, you know, it wasn't even high school. It was junior high school. You were, you know, 12, 13 years old. Every time we'd go to lunch, then after lunch we'd go into the gym and we would have a dance for about 20 minutes till school started again. And I didn't like to dance. I didn't want to be – so I would be the guy playing the music. In my early days, I was a disc jockey.
An early disc jockey.
Yeah, I flipped 45s on and people would ask for, can you play, you know, Mr.
This was
Blue.
Your way of getting out of dancing.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to be – I never want to be seen. This is perfect for me to be on the radio, you know. So I was, you know, I was the guy behind the curtain playing the dance music.
Okay.
So way back then.
So you were buying You were buying records.
It was the school had them. I don't know, okay. A bunch of 45. They used them for other dances and okay. stuff. And I don't know.
And would you have would you have started to purchase, or were you, then you're starting to become aware of, oh, I like that, I don't like that, I like him,
well,
I like them.
No, because when I got older, I purchased, you know, albums, yeah. and they were all, this is terrible. I was a Barbra Streisand. Yeah. I was into that. It was like, I didn't realize what good music was out there hiding.
There's which, still lots of it.
Which will it's, come. I'll talk about that when I talk about my wife. We'll get into that. But yeah, so that was my early days.
Right.
I had a great childhood, by the way. I was one of those baby boomers.
Right.
We stole the best life of all the others. I hate to say it. And we probably abused a bit of it. But, oh, it was great to be a child just after World War II and
right.
all that was happening in America. Yeah. You know, so.
Booming.
There you go. So that's that.
Okay. So then you left that area in your 20s. You headed.
Well, let me think about that. We left and went to Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. And my dad, he wasn't an educated guy, but he was the smartest guy I knew when it came to people. He knew how to read people and talk to people. And he opened up some businesses in Tucson, and he did very well. And so well that after a little while, we opened up, he was involved and I was involved in a nightclub, which turned out to be the hottest nightclub in Tucson. Lines to get in, you know.
So when's this? This is the 60s?
This was in the 70s.
70s.
Now. Yeah, I was already.
Bit of disco?
It was a disco when it turned into a rock and roll bar.
Okay.
And, oh man, that was the most fun I ever had in my life. But of course, it cost me a divorce.
Okay.
Which, you know, sometimes.
That's a tax.
Sometimes you get too, it's probably, I had a lot to do with it. I was having too good of a time and wasn't a responsible husband, I guess. Well, that's another whole story, but what do I got? What's my next song? I'll tell you if I can lead you into something.
What is your next song?
Is it James Taylor?
It is. Secret.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. In that, I'm just going here. I don't know if you want me to go. So I got this nightclub, and this is, now I'm getting into music, okay? Because now we're playing, I got DJs, and there you go.
So you're in the scene now.
Now I'm in the music scene.
Yeah.
And I'm a partner in the hottest club in town.
Right.
I don't know anything because I was just threw some money into it. And I was always in the back room counting money. That was okay. my job, right? And one day I came out and helped the guys behind the bar. And along comes this girl who orders a drink. And I just took a look at her and I said, oh, my God, I think this is going to be a problem. And I bought her. I gave her free drinks for life. I said, you're never going to pay here. And she thought I was a bartender. And bing, bing, bing. Next thing you know, we're having a whole big deal. And we're at least dating and then soon to be married. But what I find out about her, she's way cooler than me. Way cooler. She has been to about 1,000 concerts, all the big Rolling Stones, all that stuff. She was in Cleveland. She went to all those concerts. And she was a traveler, and she had a passport, which I didn't even have a passport. And she said, well, listen, get a passport. We're going to go to Jamaica. I'd never been out of America.
Right.
Maybe Mexico, maybe Canada, but I never really traveled.
Yeah.
Well, that started the whole thing. She started me finding out all about music and traveling.
Right.
And that's where this next song comes along, because she, along with my mom, taught me the secret of life.
Okay.
And this is the song that I think I have to attribute my wife, who we call Grace. I'm going to call her Grace. She's on the radio show.
Yep.
And Grace taught me the secret of life.
Very good.
Which is this next song.
Well, let's get it on.
Okay. James Taylor.
James Taylor, Secret of Life. Here we go.
Okay.
This is Mike's second choice on Clare Island Cassettes as he readies.
Am I going too quickly?
No.
Are we okay?
No. There's no, okay.
I don't know if
we're not checking average speeds here. Don't worry.
No rules.
No, okay. Absolutely zero. The only rule is you have to have that suitcase filled with five tracks, a book, and a luxury item before the
Book and a luxury. Okay, I'll get a book.
Before the ferry goes.
A luxury item. Okay.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Secret of Life, James Taylor. This is Mike's second choice.
Secret life is enjoying the passage of time. Any fool can do it. There ain't nothing to it. Nobody knows how we got to the top of the hill. Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way. 'Cause anyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, might as well show some style. Give us a smile, isn't it a lovely ride? Sliding down, gliding down. Try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Now the thing about time is that time isn't really real. Your point of view, how does it feel for you? Einstein said he could never understand it all. Planets are spinning through space. Smile. Human race, some kind of love and ride. I'll be sliding down, I'll be gliding down. Try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Isn't it a lovely ride? See me sliding down. It's just a lovely ride. The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time.
James Taylor there with The Secret of Life from
1977. Oh, yeah.
I was just looking here. It's nearly 2,500 miles between New York and Tucson.
Tucson. Yes, it
Arizona.
Is. It took a couple of days to drive.
So it's a different part of the world.
Oh, yeah. The weather's better down in Tucson. But now, of course, with climate change, I was there a couple of weeks ago. It was 115 Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit. It was very hot. The weather's changed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we – what was I going to tell you? With Kimberly, that, and my mom the same way, she once told me – and she's right. As you get older, I can tell you this. Life is really short, and it gets shorter as you get older. So just have fun.
Exponentially shorter.
Yes. And my mom said, have fun. And that's what
you were doing in Arizona.
Yeah.
Just in the nightclub.
Try to have fun and don't stress out about anything. And Kimberly really, we have this saying now as we are both older, we just touch our hand and go tick-tock. Like that clock is ticking, buddy. Have fun. Do it now because tomorrow it's over. So, yeah, so that is the secret of life. Enjoy it. Have fun. Don't stress.
And did James Taylor ever pass through your part of the neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. In America, there's a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we would – I've seen him a couple times. I think he was here once, and we went and saw him here in – I want to say Wellington, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's still on the go?
Yep.
Still doing his thing?
Yep. They're all getting older. All my song heroes are kind of – getting a little older, but what should I tell you next? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you next.
So you started traveling.
Yeah, we traveled a lot, and we ended up traveling to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Again, not my idea, but Kimberly Grace just want to travel. She wants to go places, and she didn't want to go where most other people were going. Okay. So we come here to New Zealand.
That's in the what? That's
oh God, it was 30 years ago. I hate to say. And you know, it's easy to fall in love with New Zealand. We took a caravan and we drove all over the place for weeks and weeks. And well, you know, it was crazy good. And we went home and thought, gee, that was awfully nice.
Back to Arizona.
We went. No, actually, we already moved to San Diego by this time. 20 years in Arizona. We moved to California, and we were there for quite a while. And we were in what we call a comfortable rut. It was great, but I knew what was going to happen tomorrow. All of our friends were pretty much the same. They weren't that interesting, if I may say. Well, that was back in California. I was a school teacher, so
okay.
They were all teacher friends, and she was a nurse.
You went from nightclub owner, yeah. Rock entrepreneur to school teacher.
Well, there's a story there that it's horrible.
That's a jump.
I should tell you the story. So I sold the nightclub
okay.
to my partners, and then some—
What age, were you getting out of it? You just wanted to move on? Or
what happened was we had a great DJ, and some insane woman followed him home one night and murdered him. It was a crazy thing. And that turned, all of a sudden, reality hit. And I sold my piece to my partners.
Okay.
And then some asshole got mad at one of my partners and burned the place down. No, it was somebody, it wasn't my partner. The place was doing, so now the whole place went up in flames. And I had this money and I thought, well, I'll do something else with the money. I'm a smart guy. No, I was an idiot, and Grace told me not to do this, but I bought a, what do you call them now, a topless bar, a stripper bar, you know? It was stupid. I was just looking for something to do with the money and go right. back in business. I could
in the same area?
Yeah, I should have just, this was in Tucson, I should okay. have just sat on the
Left
couch.
Town. Okay.
Sat on the couch and watched cartoons would have been a lot better. This was a nightmare. You might think, oh, a topless bar, it must be great to be the owner. Nightmare. In so many ways, I lost everything, and for a little while we moved to Alaska, lived in an Eskimo village for a little while, but we got thrown out.
Was anyone chasing you?
What's that?
Was there anyone chasing you?
No, I was just so depressed.
Oh, okay.
And my best buddy happened to live up there. He was.
Oh, okay.
So he said, "Come on up and teach
school. Let's get out of here and go."
Yeah. Anyway, that was another ridiculously long story. We got thrown out of that village. I'm innocent.
Did you open a? Did you try and open a strip bar up there too?
That would have been a good idea. It was too cold. Anyway, that's how we ended up in. We ended up in San Diego, and then we were there for 20 years. Caught on to New Zealand, and then we thought, let's move to New Zealand. And that was the reason we give is because George Bush got elected the second time. Talk about a stolen. I don't know if you know all this American history, but we thought this.
I know enough not to want to know anymore.
Yeah. Well, at that time, we thought the country had gone stupid, and we wanted to live in a smarter country. So we thought, let's move to New Zealand, and that's what we did. And the song we're going to play next is from our favorite band. We've gone to you ever knew all the Grateful Dead? We became Deadheads, and we probably followed the Dead for, I don't know, 60, 70 shows, which is not a lot. Best time of our life, the Grateful Dead show. And they have a song that's kind of not anti-American, but it's called U.S. Blues. And we had the U.S. Blues, and we thought, let's just get out of here. Let's move somewhere else.
So, and you were a teacher.
I was a teacher, but I retired. They gave us a big amount of money if we were retired, because I was in there about 20, 25 years. So.
Oh, okay.
So I took a pension and got the heck out. She quit her job as a pharmaceutical salesperson, went to become a yoga teacher, and we moved and we came over here thanks to the Grateful Dead, U.S. Blues. So that's the next song we're going to play.
Well, let's get it on.
Yeah.
Here we go. Mike's third choice on Clare Island Cassettes.
Sam, how do you do? Give me five. I'm still alive. Ain't no luck. check my pulse. It don't change. Stay 72. Come shine or rain. Wave the flag. Park the bag. Park the boat. Skin the goat.
From the Mayor's Hotel.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're doing. You do the research.
I just have a tab.
What can you tell me?
From the Mayor's Hotel. Yeah. I like that. Bit of an anti-government.
Yeah. Which
slant to it.
Yeah, I remember.
Which fitted in obviously the soundtrack of where you were at.
Well, it's funny because I'm recalling now the reason why we fell in with the Grateful Dead. I have a brother who was living in Colorado, and they played a lot in Colorado, and he had a lot of Deadhead buddies, so he was going to a lot of Dead shows, and he said to us, "You gotta see this band. You gotta." And he pushed us to go to the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
And so they did have a concert nearby where we lived, and we went into the concert. They played this song there, and all the people in the crowd had these little flags. They were all waving the flags, you know. And I didn't need more than one show to see. This is the band I want to follow. And Grace was the same way. We just, it's so much fun. There's nothing more fun than a Grateful Dead show, which you wouldn't know if you went to a Taylor Swift show or whatever, Elton John. It's no fun. The fun is the people in the crowd and the before the show. There was in the parking lot. There was all kind of crazy activity going on and drugs. Forget about it, which enhanced everything else. So we followed them for years and years until Jerry Garcia died, actually 30 years ago, right about now. And the last show was in Chicago 30 years ago, and they're still playing.
Okay.
But Jerry Garcia, I don't know if you ever heard of Jerry Garcia, but he was like your grandfather and God at the same time. He was like that kind of, yeah.
So this term, it's something I came across actually during the weekend.
Yeah.
The Deadheads. So you were dragged kicking and streaming to the Deadhead concert and then became a fully fledged Deadhead.
Totally.
Is that what happened? That was what happened to people.
Bought the shirts, got the tie-dye, everything. Even to this day, I have Dead stickers on my car, But now, there's another story. The other fella, the second guy in the band is a guy named Bob Weir.
Yeah.
And Bob Weir, still alive, he's still playing, with a semi-dead group. We have a son named Brandon. Now this kid he's a great, great soul. And one Mother's Day, he lived in San Francisco, and we went up there to visit him for Mother's Day, and we're sitting around the dinner table, and he tells us a story. He said, the Bob Weir is very, very common up here. He lives up here. And did I just unplug my mic?
I can hear you. No, you're good. You just unplugged
Fresh FM.
Yeah, I'm
better. I can hear myself now. So anyway, Bob Weir was doing a charity for the Heart Foundation, and he was going to give away a day with Bob Weir hiking in the mountains, right? And so my kids in the he was there, and he thought, oh, this has got to be $1,000. How am I going to? And nobody bid on it because everybody up there, well, that's a big deal.
No deadheads.
Well, no, they all know the guy. He's local up there.
They can go walking with him any day.
Yeah. So my kids went anyway. Anyway, the next thing you know, it was $250. So he bought it. I didn't know he bought it, but we're sitting around the table and he's telling us about this auction. And I go, well, who's the lucky bastard that bought that ticket? He goes, you. And he handed it to my wife. He says, Happy Mother's Day. Well, as it turned out, then we got a bunch of people from all over the country. They all came in on the appointed day.
Are these deadheads?
Oh, yeah. All my deadhead buddies.
Ah.
And my brother who started the whole thing and my son and his wife. And we went on a hike all day long with Bob Weir. It was, he's like a hero. He was so regular and totally normal. He was telling stories. So, yeah, that's another little dead story that my son who got so many points for that there's nothing he could do.
Oh no, he's home and dry.
Oh no,
he's home and dry.
Home and dry.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's another story. But we've been following the Dead. We play the Dead all the time. I play the Dead on my radio show any chance I get. So I thought I better put a Dead show.
You'd have to.
And it fits our life.
Is the Deadheads a subculture that you can go in and out of? Once you're a deadhead, you're always a deadhead. Is that
it? Well, I never heard of anybody going out.
It might wax and wane, but you're a deadhead no matter what.
You don't wax and wane, you wax.
Okay.
No one ever leaves.
die, that's when you leave.
And now we're all like old, you go to a Dead show of any. They were in, what the Sphere is in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
They played the new Dead. John Mayer is with, John Mayer?
Oh, yeah.
John Mayer now took over the Garcia part.
Okay.
And they're really good. And Bob Weir played. But anyway, they did a deal in the Sphere. And it was on July 4th, which is a big holiday in America. And again, my kid, somehow, Brandon, gets a ticket because they're ridiculously expensive. He went and saw the Dead in the Sphere. And I'm jealous of him because how am I going to do that?
Wow.
But yeah, they're so, I don't know where I was, but that's our Dead. That's the Dead.
And Bob Weir was good crack.
Terrific guy. No, great guy. And
he didn't mind a big entourage following him around the hills for the day.
I think he didn't really
He thought it was two people to take up this ticket.
I don't know what he expected. 20. But at the end, he said, I didn't know if I was going to like this, but this was great. he signed a bunch of pictures and we got him hanging on our wall. And I would almost say if I could somehow connect up with him, and he'd remember that day.
Yeah.
Because it was, I got photographs to prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That was key. Again, my son.
That was a highlight of the Deadhead career.
Oh, yeah. That was, other than if I could have met Jerry Garcia, of course. But Bob, I'll remember this one forever. And, so that's
brilliant. Brilliant. That's great. Well, that's a great reason to stick that on your Clear Island cassette into the suitcase with that one for sure.
Okay. We're good so far.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to tell
you. Have you been having to think about a luxury item in a book?
I got a book. I got to think about a luxury. Should I give you the book now? And that
if you like. If you like. You can tentatively give me a book we can see.
Well, I'll give you a book. And the book is called Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Okay.
Which comes from a song. But it's a book that just, it's many chapters. It's more of it's not a novel type book.
Okay.
But it just sort of is an instruction book on how if everybody would just leave us all alone, we should be able to do whatever we want.
Okay.
It ain't nobody's business what I'm doing, you know? And I know it talks a lot about something I want to admit. I guess I should admit to this. Because I've always, since I was in my 20s, I was introduced to cannabis. Because I don't drink and I don't do anything like that. So when I was introduced to cannabis, it was like meeting the Grateful Dead. I was like, oh, I like this.
Right.
I could do this.
Yeah.
And I never stopped.
Good.
And it's never affected. It's never been, I'm always like, no. It's just a nice, it fits my lifestyle. It's fun. It makes other things fun. Mm. And it was always at the Dead shows and it's been in my life forever. Music, cannabis. I don't know what
that's not a bad lot.
I don't see it as being a bad thing, you know? And I want to switch these songs around for you because that Willie Nelson one is actually, we've talked, I'm getting old now. Look,
He's still doing it.
I'm 78. He's like 90.
And he's still
talking, performing.
Talking away and playing music.
He's one of my biggest heroes, big pot smoker. And I've talked about this with my wife and friends, and I don't know if we're serious or not, but I'm in the cremation department. Are you for the cremation or for the burial? What do you like?
I haven't decided yet. I go between the two.
Well, you got to figure. You got to pick one.
I know. Today, I would pick the burial in a cardboard box.
Oh, really? So you'd go for the burial? Hmm. The cardboard box, because what? Why not? Well, why not a wooden box? A cardboard box? With like a refrigerator box?
No.
A serious cardboard box?
A cardboard box that looks like a coffin.
Oh, specially made cardboard box that looks
not
like
just
a coffin.
Not just any old cardboard box, Mike.
Not a plastic box, not a wooden.
Cardboard.
Why cardboard? It'll degrade, obviously, along with you.
I'll have a race with the cardboard to degrade.
I think the cardboard will win, but I'm not exactly.
You wouldn't
sure.
know
if it rains.
Yeah, well,
but
you're going for up in smoke.
Yeah,
where are the ashes going?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure, but one of the things, I hope this happens, but it seems crazy. We were going to take my ashes and mix them with some cannabis, and roll a joint and pass it around to all my friends. Which some of my friends think that's
you're really, going to tell them
that's really weird. Oh, it's up to Kimberly; she would have to take care of it all. But I don't know if that's crazy or what. But
I mean, it's not the maddest thing I've ever heard.
It isn't.
No.
Well, and that's where I found this song today from Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
One of my heroes.
Yeah.
And he sings it with Snoop Dogg, another
man. I think that he's given it up, hasn't he?
You don't give it up. It's almost like the Grateful Dead. I've given up a couple times, and I'm thinking, why am I giving this up?
How did you feel about the referendum that they made a hames of?
Well, shit.
That was a missed opportunity, wasn't it?
By like one percentage point.
But am I right in saying that it came out after that they didn't need to put it to a referendum?
Oh, this I don't know. You heard that?
Yeah. This was something they did, but they didn't have to.
Oh.
They could have put through the legislation without putting it to a referendum, without opening it up to the possibility of it not going through.
You know, here's my feeling. First of all, nobody bothers you as long as you're sensible.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking around this.
Well, prohibition doesn't work. I mean, that's a simple fact. Prohibition does not work.
Prohibition doesn't
work. So regardless of the substance, the activity, the behavior, it doesn't matter. So prohibition does not work.
Well, okay, but you tell a prohibitor that it doesn't work as a difference.
But you can't tell a prohibitor because they're just dogmatic.
I love New Zealand. Let me say I love New Zealand. I love the people.
But that was a missed opportunity.
They are very, very slow to change anything. I can't. It's like I find that every time I have an idea, it's like, forget it. It's not going to happen. They don't like to change. They got
there's a conservatism.
Yeah, and we got to have a committee, and we got to just decide, man. You know, I like to make a fast decision, and it's whatever. If it's whatever the decision is, it's right. Let's go. Let's move on. You know. So this thing was so many. But at the end of the day, nobody cares.
I still fundamentally disagree with the fact that they can prohibit me from enjoying something that's grown in the ground. But they'll allow a lobby for other substances that are actually toxic.
Like alcohol.
Exactly.
For example. Yeah.
Humans would not be allowed to consume it if it was discovered tomorrow.
I hear you.
It's a toxic chemical. I mean, I'm not anti-alcohol, but I don't like how one is treated and the other one is treated.
That's why I recommend that book. Ain't nobody's business if I do. And I don't know if you can even find the damn book. I've had it for 50 years. It's
also a song by Bessie Smith.
That's exactly right. And the song is where the book title came from.
Ah, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I played that song on my radio show several times, I'm pretty sure. I think...
I agree with you. I mean, it's like anything. I mean, there's a risk in any psychoactive substance, but to be treated like we're all stupid and we should be told what to do is not the way things should be. That's my opinion.
And look, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like there are certain parts of that drug that are really good. I use it for sleep. It's amazing. If you have a hard time sleeping, you get drops now. You can get it in oil, and
that's right.
Amsterdam.
Oh yeah,
a couple months back.
Oh yeah.
Now look, I've never been to Amsterdam.
Has that changed there though? Have things changed there?
What do you mean?
Is it still in the cafes? Is there still the coffee shops?
Yeah.
Okay. They were changing the rules around the tourists coming.
Well, all I know is I don't know about that. I was a tourist, and we found this place, and they're all lovely.
Yeah,
they're lovely. And this one fella, I guess he's the bud tender, whatever you want to call him back there. And in the end, I didn't even buy. I bought a little cake.
Oh, yeah.
A small little cake, like a red velvet cake.
Okay.
Oh, and it was beautiful. And it came in a box. Like, I mean, the guy, he could have handed it to me, but no, he was all wrapped up. And my mistake was we overserved ourselves. We ate the whole cake between us, and that was too much.
Okay.
It was so strong. But luckily, we lied down in our bed in the hotel and passed out till I don't know how many days went by.
But no one died, like?
No. It was very strong. It was very strong. It was a lot of fun hanging around. Oh, you've been to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Wow, nice place.
It is.
A lot of bicycles.
It is. It's a cool city. It's a cool city. My wife lived there for a while.
I was
over there, and she was lucky enough to be living near the Anne Frank Museum, so quite central in a lovely part of the city.
Have you been to that place?
No.
Oh, my God. It's
tough.
It's tough to get a ticket.
Yeah.
But we
tough
got,
going.
We got the tickets waiting.
That's where the toughness starts, is getting the ticket. It gets tougher.
It takes 6 weeks, I guess. You got to plan it ahead.
Yeah.
Luckily, Grace knew how to do that. We had tickets. But, wow, it's tough to
deep.
Go through it. If you're... And then at the end, you get to the last room and the book is there. And it's just really, takes you back.
It's heavy.
Now, I am a Jew, whether you know it or not. And so it even had an extra layer of heavy effect on me. And that was kind of one of those life-changing experiences to see the Anne Frank House.
To be in there, it's not like watching a film or you're in the place.
You're in her room where there's movie star pictures are hanging up on the wall. It's like, gee,
this is real.
It was too real. But you got to go.
That's it.
So Yeah, that was our Amsterdam. Then we went to the States after that because I had a graduation for my granddaughter. I can't believe I got an 18-year-old granddaughter. This is driving me nuts. But they got a lot of places there.
Well, it's opening up, is it? Am I right in saying
that? Each state, but California. We were in California. We were in Oregon, and we were in Arizona, and all those places are totally
that's cool. Legal.
Yeah, but so you get these little what do you call them? Like gummies.
Yeah.
Little chewables, and they help for you. It's mostly for sleep.
Yeah.
You know,
just chill out.
And chilling out, you know. So that's, I got no problem, and I don't mind.
No, regardless of the substance, it's the prohibition simply does not work.
Yeah.
Because what does it do when you turn it into the iron, what's that ironclad law of prohibition? It's like when there was prohibition for alcohol.
Yeah.
Beer drinkers no longer had the option to drink beer. There was only whiskey being imported. So the ironclad law is, if you prohibit something, then it will default to a shitty infiltrated version of what it should be by virtue of the fact that it's prohibited. So a beer drinker who drank reasonably, enjoyed a couple of beers, during prohibition, he couldn't do that.
Mm.
He had to go to a speakeasy and drink God knows what, with the risk of going blind, dropping dead, being violently ill, not getting the same drink twice. That's prohibition. Like,
now, was America the only place that had alcohol prohibition? Was it other places?
Alcohol, I think, yeah.
That's America.
Know. I think so.
Yeah, America.
But that drove, like when that was repealed, they had the institutions that existed and they now were idle. So they targeted the other drugs then.
Yeah.
So then you had prohibition of other drugs.
Yep. Hello.
And it doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. I mean that's a whole other debate, the war on drugs and all that shite. But it doesn't work.
You get to an age, and I'm there. I don't want to be there, but I'm there, man. When you just... Well, you just say the hell with all that. I'm just doing what I want to do.
You're dead right.
Let him come and get me. Yeah. Okay, I'm an old man. Come and get me. Okay.
What am I doing? Like,
you know.
But I mean, yeah, it's. I mean, in 100 years' time, we look back and go, "What were they doing?" You'd hope.
Yeah.
You'd hope we'd have moved to some more sensible, logical, pragmatic way of looking at these things.
But you know, you're dealing.
You're always going to have humans that are going to do silly things.
That's the thing. Where the human is an animal.
Exactly. And we're going to do the daftest things, illogical things.
I like to say we're just monkeys, basically. We're monkeys.
But we don't like admitting that. We like to think we're really smart.
I know, but we're monkeys. We're monkeys in pants. And we're walking around, but we're still behaving.
Monkeys on bicycles.
Yeah,
I cycled
here. Yeah. But we behave like an ant. Like so,
there's instincts in there that
yeah.
we can theorize all about, but we do some strange things.
You know, so I just figure...
you're right. And I mean, to be honest with you, this country is great in the sense that it grows here. It's plentiful.
And a lot of people
enjoy it. Yeah, exactly.
It's one form or another, either through oils or edibles or whatever.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing anything bad. It's not that you're not fighting. There's an old joke that says if five guys get together and start drinking, they're going to start a fight. But if five guys get together and start smoking pot, they're going to start a band.
That's right? The truth. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
about it. You're never going to fight with your wife when you're smoking pot. What? Come on, man. Okay, let's put on some music or watch a movie. Yeah, baby. You know, right?
Yeah, it's a funny old world.
It's a funny old world.
It's a funny old world. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what Willie Nelson has to say about it.
Okay, yeah.
This is choice number five from Mike.
No, this is number four, actually. I flipped.
Sorry, yeah. This is five going in as number four.
Yeah.
You're going to have a luxury item when we get back from this.
Okay, I'm going to think about it.
We're getting near the end. The boat, they're ready in the boat to head off, so you're going to have to come up with a luxury item after this tune. This is a bit of Willie Nelson. Let's get it on from Mike on Fresh FM. This is Clear Island Cassettes.
Me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing. That'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
You heard the man?
I'm sorry?
You heard the man?
I've heard the what?
You heard the man. You heard Willie.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
You know what to do.
Okay, that's a good song, isn't it? That's funny.
Have Willie Nelson there, and yeah, like we said, he's still on the go.
Oh yeah, although I understand, you know, his concerts aren't as used to be better. You know, he's 90 or something like that. I mean, so, but I'd still pay to see him.
Well, he's 92, imagine, and he's still at it.
Jesus, imagine that. He's Willie. You can't say anything bad about Willie.
No, I mean, fair play to him. He's doing what he wants to do. I'm sure he's enjoying himself.
I hope so. I hope so. And I hope the man is happy. But you know, we're going to lose a lot of our...
Yes, I know what you mean. There's some heavy hitters there from the 60s, 70s,
yeah.
80s.
Yeah.
So, that were prolific. Or, you know, genre setters or convention benders that they're getting to an age where, you know, you have Bowie. He died relatively young for...
Oh, Jerry, yeah, he was in his 50s.
David Bowie. Who?
Oh, David Bowie. I'm thinking of Jerry Garcia died in his
50s. Oh, yeah. David Bowie. But, you know, you have people like this, unfortunately.
It's funny... I have an artist friend. He's a local guy. He's a very good painter.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we'll suggest a picture. And now on our wall in our house, we have like pictures of famous dead rock stars, and they look just like. What do we got up there? We got Tina Turner, Bob Dylan's not dead. Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, Jerry Garcia, David Bowie, and somebody else. Yeah, we have all these. A whole wall of rock stars. They look exactly like, I mean, the guy's a good painter. So.
Right.
And Willie is my next picture, I'm afraid.
You're just waiting.
Well, no, maybe I'll do it beforehand because I think, but Willie and Johnny Cash are still got to get up there.
Yeah. Johnny Cash. Yeah.
A lot of guys I like that, you know. But what are you going to do? I don't think today's I probably sound like an old guy. Today's music isn't as good as our music, you know.
Well, I suppose it's like anything. It's constantly changing and... I mean, I think it's good to listen to the radio sometimes because you'll hear something new that maybe just catches your ear. I tend to have the BBC Radio 6 on as much as I can.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great place to pick up new, even old bands a track you haven't heard, but also new music that, I mean, there's such a variety, and they cover so many different themes, genres.
Yeah.
You'll hear something new when you go, actually.
BBC 6.
BBC Radio 6, yeah.
Is that, can I get that on the radio?
You can stream it, yeah.
Oh, I can't get it riding around in the car.
No, no.
I got to stream it.
You got to stream
all
it.
Right, okay. Right.
But it's worth it. It's a good place to
pick up. I'm with you, man. Yeah, I'm listening.
It's a good place to hear new music. You know, because we like listening to what we like listening to. But it's good to, I think the radio is a good place. Yeah. No, YouTube can be good. And I mean, I don't really rate Spotify's algorithms for playing you new music. It just tends to play you back what you've been listening to.
Yeah.
But I do find sometimes YouTube music and of course the radio. I mean, I'm not unearthing new ground here by telling people this, but I think they're good places to have on, because you don't know what you're going to hear. You do hear some new stuff, be it new punk, new indie, yeah, new punk rock. There's some good music. There's still some good music being made.
Oh, I hope so, because, you know, there's a lot of shit out there.
But I think there's always been, you go into any of the op shops, you see the amount of LPs that are there. There's been a lot of shit for a long time. But there was still a lot of great music.
Yeah.
You see all the, there's hundreds and thousands of LPs in all the secondhand shops around Nelson.
Are you a vinyl guy or are you a...
I go through fits and starts.
Yeah.
I buy a bit, I've started buying a few CDs.
CDs?
Yeah. Gone back buying CDs.
No way, really?
Yeah.
They still have them?
Yeah. They're coming back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's just interesting to go into the op shops and you see the thousands of LPs that nobody's ever going to buy, because they're all from the 50s, 60s, 70s, obscure stuff that everyone bought but would no longer listen to. It's the same stuff. You go through it, every 10th one is the same. And like that, there was a lot of shit music back then too.
Oh, please.
So there's always still the good stuff. I think
my father,
you have to seek it out.
My father had a lot of things my father told me. Little things were just like, yeah, he's right. What he told me once was 90% of everything is crap. You know,
I think he might have underestimated. Maybe for the time he was right.
Yeah, but it's like, son of a, you know, most it's all the internet, most of the social media, it's nonsense. All just crap if you just don't even, but we can't keep away from it.
I know. And that said, I mean, do you go on there sometimes and some random video will come up and you go, that was funny. I would not have found that to look for it.
But if you clicked on it, you're going to see a lot more.
I know.
That's the problem. The algorithm.
That's the game, isn't it?
That's the algorithm.
But that's why the old app shops can be. There's no algorithm in the app shop.
Ah.
So they're not bad sometimes for coming across some random stuff that is worth a listen.
I have to give you a luxury item.
We have another song to play. You do have to give me a luxury item, yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought about it.
Have you thought about it?
Well, we talked about it during that song.
We did.
It could be, which is terrible, my vape, which I use to take in my cannabis. It's a lovely little tool.
That's a luxury.
I was going to say my seven wood, because I play golf.
You could be whacking balls off the island.
Yeah, yeah. I could do that. I think so. It's either my vape or my both.
Good, how good do you want to get with your seven iron? Like, I mean, is it going to reach? Is it going to plateau?
Dude, I've been playing golf for 55 years. They say if you go 10,000 hours, you get pretty good at a thing.
You've done about 20,000.
Whatever it is, you know. They say if you do practice a guitar for 20,000 hours, you're going to be. Well, I must have been playing golf for 55 years. That's a lot of. I still stink. But the seven wood is a new club I just got. That's kind of I can hit it.
Okay,
I'm a horrible golfer after all these years. I hate myself.
Well, I mean, you could always slide the vape into the handle of the golf stick.
Oh, believe me, there have been times when I take the vape with me on the
just
golf
so you
course.
Can hit, just so you can
well,
get through.
If it's going bad, it'll make me feel better.
Okay,
you know, it doesn't.
Well, I think those two items you could sell a tape one to the other and just bring the two.
Okay,
of them.
Then thank you for that.
And a bag of balls.
Okay.
Okay.
And a bag of weed.
Okay.
Because I got to have that. You know.
Yeah. And you want to grow some. There'll be plenty of sunshine on the island.
Oh, great. That's going to be.
You'll have your own strain.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
We're on to the last track.
Oh, okay. Well, this one here, this is again, I have to play Bob Dylan because I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah.
And this particular song was from a movie called The Wonder Boys.
Okay.
Wonder Boys, and it won him an Oscar for the best song and back in 2000, 2001. And it's sort of, as you get older, and I hate to keep saying that phrase, but as you get older, if you're paying attention, you know what's going to happen. You can predict what's going to happen because it always keeps going in a circle anyway. It's nothing new. And so and the problem is—
And 90% of it is shite. We've established that.
That's and you learn that it's the politicians are all no good. I don't care what party it is. The truth is they're not doing anything for you. You pay your taxes. Everything keeps going up. It's hard.
Inshitification. Have you heard of that term? The inshitification of things, where things progressively get shittier.
Oh, that's a great—
Do you know, like chocolate bars that get smaller and smaller, and the ingredients change from one shit ingredient to an even more shit ingredient.
I didn't know there was a phrase.
I think it's inshitification, yeah.
Well, that's going to be my new phrase because—
You'll be saying it all day, every day.
As you hang around paying attention for many years—
Back in my day.
You see the inshitification as and you know it's a future ink. And what's going to happen? It's going to be the same. The monkey.
Well, how is the cannabis? How is weed? Weed has stayed fairly—
Oh, it's getting better. That's interestingly enough. If left alone, weed gets way better. In fact, it's too good now.
Am I right in saying that back in the whatever it was, the 60s, 70s, there were certain strains of weed brought out here from maybe places in Europe, and they only exist here now because they have been altered in Europe as strains were mixed and things were grafted together.
There are
certain strains out here that are now unique to New Zealand, even though they weren't indigenous, if you know what I mean.
This I don't know.
You know, just by virtue of the fact that they ended up here and they weren't changed and—
I hear you. Well, it's funny, when I was—
The different strains, I suppose. Is
when I was young, we only got Mexican weed. It was horrible. Okay. Full of sticks and stems. It wasn't very good. Now, there's like 500 hybrid brands for various things, for health, for sleeping, for pain. It's ridiculous now. I forgot what I was losing my mind. But anyway, what I've learned over many years—
There hasn't been any sort of inshitification of cannabis.
No.
Good.
They've left because nobody's controlling it except the people who know how to control it.
Right.
The government isn't involved that much, you know. But anyway, I get to a point where— Well, this next song, it's a Bob Dylan song from Wonder Boys.
Yeah.
And it's basically, I used to care, but things have changed. And that's where I'm at now. I hate to admit that I'm a curmudgeon.
Well, a certain degree of cynicism is no harm. Like, cynicism is probably portrayed as a negative thing. I don't think it is.
I think it's real. It's a realistic way of looking at things. If you need
a certain degree of it. Like,
you better— if you start trusting.
Start believing everything you hear.
Yeah, you're gonna
turn into a moron.
You have to believe nothing, and you're not cynical. You're just
a critical mind.
If you're paying attention, you can't believe anything anymore. It's all— I don't know what is going on, but I don't— You look on anywhere you look, it's probably not true, or it isn't exactly true.
There's a twist to it.
Yeah.
There's someone's motive.
There's a spin.
Yeah, there's a spin.
And it's Jesus.
That's the word.
Anyway.
What are you not hearing when you're hearing that? You know?
Yeah.
If they're telling you one thing, what are you missing?
Uh-huh.
The inshitification of something else.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shitification. Anyway,
well, the great thing is we can come into Fresh FM anytime you want and listen to a lot of music, so it's not too bad.
This is a nice little box.
It's a sanctum,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, a nice little box, and we're just talking and playing music.
That's— I mean, what more do you want? There's a luxury to it.
Yeah.
No one's telling us to turn it down. No one is telling us what to play. We don't have to push any shitty products.
But we can't eat or drink in here. I know that would be up.
No, you'd have to stand over there and—
Yeah.
Smoke, drink, eat, whatever you want to do. Anyway, let's get the Bob Dylan tune on. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up. So this is Things Have Changed.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, and this is your final choice.
Thank you.
We're on. We'll be back. Don't worry. We've one or two more questions to tidy up before we send you on.
Yeah, I want to talk about what the phrase called talking to Bob, which is— I'll tell you about
it
after this.
Okay, let's get it on.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. Got white skin, got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm wild dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell. People are crazy and talks are strange.
I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think he's got anything to prove. A lot of water under the bridge, a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. I've been walking 40 miles, a bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. I just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in the lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
There we have it, Bob Dylan. Things have changed, and things have changed, and they will always change. There's nothing surer than change.
Well, I used to care.
Well, so, you did care enough to pick five tracks and put them in a suitcase.
Oh, and that wasn't easy.
You have your luxury items,
yep.
And you have your book. So you're sitting on the beach, you've landed at the desert island, you've fallen asleep after a couple of games of golf.
Yeah.
The tide is coming in on your suitcase. You can save one of those tracks. Oh. Which track are you going to save?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm going to save... Okay. Oh, that's tricky. I'm going to say the last one, that things have changed. That's I really like that.
Well, sentiment.
Listen, I'm an excellent Bob fan. And when we have a show here, you know, it's, what's it called? Fresh Start Wednesday.
For people that are listening in that don't know everything there is to be known about Fresh, It's a good place to have a look on the website. There's some good shows. You've got a show that goes once a week, am I right?
They replay it.
Once every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
What day does it go out?
It's a Wednesday morning show.
Wednesday morning show, 2 hours of music.
Yeah, it's 2 hours of music and chat.
Yeah.
And Grace is on with me, and we have a lot of information. But every show we do, the theme is different.
Okay.
And I stole the whole concept from Bob Dylan, who had a show called Theme Time Radio.
Okay.
You can still find it, but it was good. He would talk and play old-time music based on a theme.
All
so
right.
I stole the idea, and every show halfway through, I play a song from Dylan, and somehow he's got a song for every theme you could come up with. He's got a song that fits.
Yeah.
And we say at that time, we're going to go talk to Bob.
We call.
But in our home, when you talk to Bob, it means you're going to go have a little smoke. So if I tell you I'm going to go home and talk to Bob, that's you know what I'm talking about.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, fair play to you, Mike. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it.
I probably revealed too much, and someone's going to go, hey, you.
You don't. Well, who cares?
I don't care.
Exactly.
What would you care about? I used to care.
Yeah, well, things have changed. Fair play. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
I've enjoyed the music. I've enjoyed the stories. You are a natural behind the mic. I know you're comfortable. You were free to chat. We covered lots of things. We're not too. That's the beauty again of community radio. There's no editor. There's no one beating down the door telling us we can't say this. We can't say that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a bit of freedom to it.
When am I going to hear this?
A couple of weeks. As they're being recorded, I'm giving them to the lads and they're putting them up and they're just putting them on repeat. So I think there's one to go out before this. So that might go out for 2 weeks and then...
Let me know.
Yeah, I will, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get together. I think we should get together.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say that.
We'll have a chat with Bob.
Ah, there you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks for the trip.
Sound.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, folks. Thanks for listening. That was an episode of Clare Island Cassettes. Hope you enjoyed it. There'll be another one coming soon.
You've just listened to an episode of Clare Island Cassettes with me, Kieran, the newest, most original show on Fresh FM. The show is brought to you by TOTM Productions. If you enjoyed it, and think you might even enjoy more of them, they can be found on Fresh FM's website. They're also on YouTube and every place else you gorge on your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time on the Pier at Runa.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.